Franklin Graham decries Democrat bullying over abortion pill. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 19, 2023. Prominent evangelical pastor Franklin Graham has praised Walgreens and other stores that are refusing to sell the abortion pill in pro-life states despite Democrat bullying. "I'm thankful that Walgreens will not be selling the chemical abortion pill mifepristone in 20 states. Thanks to the demands of pro-life attorneys general in those states," Reverend Graham said in a Saturday post on Facebook. Walgreens, the country's second-largest pharmacy chain, recently announced it will not sell the abortion pill mifepristone in 20 states that have laws protecting the unborn. Fraser Engerman, Walgreens spokesman, said that the company wrote to the attorneys general in states with pro-life laws, confirming that it will not distribute mifepristone by mail or in their stores located in their states. A group of 20 Republican attorneys general wrote to Walgreens and other pharmacies such as CVS, Rite Aid, and Walmart, threatening lawsuits if the stores violate their pro-life state laws by selling abortion pills. Graham went on to voice his appreciation for all of the local pharmacies in cities and towns across America that are doing the same. "In this way," he said, "they support a culture of life, not death." One such local pharmacy is Boone Drug, owned and operated by Christians who won't be dispensing the abortion pill either, Graham wrote. The pharmacy is run by Boone Drug president Corey Furman, a personal friend of Graham's, who follows the undisputable science that a new human life begins at conception. "At that point you have a unique set of chromosomes, and you are actively moving about," Furman has noted. "At that point you're alive, and at that point you are protected by the laws of the United States of America." The very first document our founding fathers signed established us as a nation and declares that we all have unalienable rights. And among these rights are life, the very first one listed, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Furman said. "Pray with me that God will move major pharmacy chains like Albertsons, Costco, Kroger, and Walmart to say no to this drug despite pressure and bullying from Democrats in the Senate," Graham exhorted his 10 million Facebook followers. Follow @WilliamsRome.